Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Turkey, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole. Those are the staple items of your traditional Thanksgiving menu. But this is South Florida, and we do things differently here. So maybe your family trades mashed potatoes for rice and beans, or maybe you swap turkey with a vegetarian option. Whether you're planning on cooking this Thanksgiving or if you're looking for a place to eat out, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving meals today. Again, we're going to talk about traditional. We're going to talk about non-traditional. We're going to talk about what you like to prepare. And maybe, you know, you're a vegetarian or vegan. You've got a whole different list of things that you like to prepare. We want to hear from you today. Share with us your thoughts. Maybe you have a question for our panel. The number is 800-743-9576. That's 800-743-9576. Find us on Facebook or Twitter at WLRN Sundial. Joining me now is Gretchen Schmidt, editor of Edible South Florida. Gretchen, always great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you back. Local farmer from Redland Community Farm and Market in Homestead, Tyra Hearns. Tyra, welcome.
Thank you.
And, of course, you hear his voice all the times. Norman Van Aken is joining us. Remember, you can hear him every week. A Word on Food airs Saturdays at 8:40. Norman, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure to be here.
By the way, happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
What does Thanksgiving mean to you guys? I mean, what is the holiday? Is it work or is it relaxing time? It's time with family. I don't know. How do you celebrate it, Gretchen?
We do it very traditionally here. And my brother, for my brother, it's his favorite holiday because it's food. You don't have the burden of gifts or any of that. It's really enjoying things. And we do. And getting together with people, to us, it's very important to bring someone else to the Thanksgiving table, not just the family.
I got you. All right, Tyra, what about you? What's Thanksgiving?
Definitely family. And I have family all over the place, so we really try and bring everybody back home to celebrate that.
All right. But do you traditional meals or do you?
No, I kind of do things a little bit untraditional, but I like that. I do a macadamia nut stuffing.
Oh.
I do, you know, just some things that are kind of out there.
Oh, wow, that sounds interesting. Okay, Norman, are you working, dude?
Of course. But, you know, Thanksgiving for us is, it's a magical holiday in that, you know, it's one of those holidays that, like Tyra said, you know, it's like, it's, and Gretchen said, it's all about food. It's not about, you know, the things that sometimes people get in arguments about. So for us, over the years, Janet and I have oftentimes been at work on Thanksgiving Day and then celebrated Thanksgiving maybe on Sunday. As long as we were close, we figured we were good.
Okay. And just to mention, I mean, for me, we don't do the traditional things. I mean, I'm half Puerto Rican, half Colombian. So, you know, it's a lot more Spanish dishes, but it's just hanging out with family. So, and then, of course, we try to make sure that the conversation stays civil and relaxed. That's the most important part. For you, Norman, is it about the traditional dishes or do you scrap all that? How does, you know, kind of the diversity of South Florida, you know, really paint the kind of, meals that you like to prepare?
Well, at the new restaurant, we are going to do a bifurcated Thanksgiving where we're going to offer two different menus. One is going to be the traditional menu with turkey and fixings.
Because people still like that.
Have to have it. I mean, any chef that would present me, of my chefs, present me a menu without turkey on it, I'd be like, not going to happen, folks. You've got to have it. It's a law. But we're also doing some lechon for our Miami, you know, feeling as well. So guests can choose one of the other menus, the traditional menu or the 305 menu, the Miami menu. At home, it's always turkey, but we can also, I mean, we love to throw it down. And so we might be doing turkey, but I might be making spiny lobster risotto too.
There you go. See, I told you I was going to make you hungry. 800-743-9576. That's 800-743-9576. How are you preparing your meals for this Thanksgiving? Is it traditional turkey, mashed potato stuffing, cranberry sauce, all that? Or, you know, because again, we have this diversity of nationalities. Are you bringing dishes from, you know, your home country? And that's your Thanksgiving. We'd love to hear your thoughts. And again, if you also have a question, let us know. 800-743-9576. Gretchen, I know that, yeah, thanks. The turkey, that's the traditional thing people like to go to. But I was thinking about that. This is like South Florida. So you have people from the Caribbean, people from Central America, South America, and of course, people from many other countries. What's kind of some of the things that you hear people like to do during Thanksgiving that's not so traditional?
Well, I think a lot of cultures like to put their own spin on it. I think the turkey or lechon, depending on, you know, where you come from, that has to be there. And certain traditions, whatever you grew up with, has to be on the table there. So if it's, you know, for us, it's root vegetables that are bathed in butter and horseradish and dill on top of it. If we don't have that, believe me, they'll get more upset about not having that than dessert. Dessert people are full by the time they hit dessert. We don't do a lot of dessert. But I think that one thing down here in South Florida is that it's also the kickoff of our growing season. So we have the opportunity to cook with a lot of things that are maybe less traditional. The Asian vegetables are starting to come in there, you know, your bok choys and stuff, and beautiful vegetable dishes and greens that are grown down here in South Florida are in season.
Yeah, Tyra, what are some of the ingredients people are looking for most right now? And I'm also curious as to what's in season.
Well, we just started planting. Probably should have some great greens coming up soon. We have some baby greens, baby kale, baby turnip greens that are on the farm now that are ready to harvest. We have all kinds of radishes, heirloom tomatoes. So the array is there, and we're really excited about this year's harvest.
Norman, is it easy for you to get any ingredient you want, or is it, you know, because I was thinking about that. I'm just thinking about what's in season right now, what's available.
Well, Tyra just, you know, made me feel like getting my shopping cart and coming right over to the farm. You know, the great thing to remember about Thanksgiving and is the fact that the whole notion of it was one culture meeting another culture, you know, the Indians and the colonists sharing a table, the whole idea of that. But that continues to roll. I mean, when we think about the South, and Florida is of the South, sometimes people forget that we are part of the South. We're the southernmost state. I think we're part of the South. But that continues to roll to where my whole objective, and one of the things I love about writing the show for the station, is meeting new cultures and seeing what they like and what they are doing for their version of Thanksgiving. And so if I was to meet someone from Haiti, for instance, and say, what are you cooking for tomorrow? You know, and I say, are you going to do the pumpkin soup, the soup shamu? And then they would correct me culturally and say, that's not the Thanksgiving soup. But they'd be very pleased that I would even know about their soup. And so here in South Florida, we have just an endless amount of opportunities to get to know our neighbors and see what they're cooking for their Thanksgiving. And if there's some turkey on the table, my main interest in the turkey is saving it for sandwiches the next day, by the way.
Oh, no, hold on. We're going to talk about leftovers. We're going to talk about leftovers. That's a whole other segment of this conversation. Again, the number 800-743-9576. How are you celebrating Thanksgiving? And also, you know, again, if not the traditional thing, because I want to ask about vegetarians and vegans. What are some of the dishes that you make to replace the traditional ones? Let's go to the phones because we have a question on that. I believe we have Miguel from Pompano Beach. Yeah, Miguel, you there?
Hello?
Yeah, are you there, Miguel? All right, I think that we're having a connection issue. I think he's there. Miguel, nope, we lost him. All right, we'll see if we can get him back. But yeah, let me just go ahead and bring that up because he wanted to ask about vegetarian, I believe, dishes. Gretchen, how do you replace? I think you have to replace a lot of the things in a traditional Thanksgiving dinner.
You don't need to replace anything, actually, unless you have a whole table full of vegans or vegetarians here. But I think it's real common right now to accommodate. Plant-based foods are more popular than they've ever been. I think it's much more than just a fad. And any table, you're going to have a few people who are vegetarians and vegans. And in our family, we've certainly had that. So in the past, it used to be, you know, we'll have salad and some bread and stuff like that, until several years ago we said that's not fair and that's not right. So now we make sure that we have dishes that are really robust and delicious, and everybody eats them and nobody knows they're vegan. Mm-hmm. And you're making faces.
The turkey. I mean,
eat the turkey.
I know, but is there something to replace the turkey?
Well, there's certainly many replacements for all kinds of foods. You know, I kind of don't like the whole, let's make the best turkey out of tofurkey. I mean, I think that vegetables should be exalted for what they are. And I believe that in the South, we can remember time and time again, you know, the family and farming traditions are not so much about what people began to sort of characterized the Southern food thing being all about the bacon, 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 and realized that the Southerners and the traditions of Southern cooking have been about utilizing meat more like condiment than as the main thing. And so the vegetable cookery that goes on, the adoration of fruits, the homemade breads, hoe cakes, cornbreads, all of these different things, these comprise a huge amount of territory on the Thanksgiving table.
Before we run out of time, let's get to the leftovers, because you started talking about that. There will be plenty of leftovers. You know what? Are there certain meals that hold up over time? Like, they hold up for at least a week afterwards, Norman?
I have to have a turkey sandwich on whole wheat toast with mayonnaise and Janet's dressing with a side of cranberry sauce. That is going to happen the next day after Thanksgiving. Fear not.
Tyra, what about you? What are the best leftovers? What are the best foods that hold up days after?
Well, if I'm going to talk about my own experiences, it's going to have to be I need to make a huge vat of my macadamia nut stuffing, because that's what everybody wants left over at the end of the day.
Tell me about this real quickly, please.
It started years ago when my kids were little, and it's just become a tradition. And if I don't make it, and I've always made it, trust me, I would hear about it.
Hey, what's the other part of it besides the nuts?
You use it's almost like a traditional stuffing, but you're adding the macadamia nuts and you're roasting them.
But
and
is it bread gives it too?
Yeah.
Okay.
It gives it such a tremendous flavor. And again, it's not traditional at all. So.
Wow. Gretchen, what about you? Leftovers. What makes for a good leftover? What are your favorite leftover meals?
I think cranberry sauce is great. Some people put cranberry sauce on their sandwich. Norman, do you do that?
Excellent. Yeah. Sure.
but honestly,
you got to fight the tryptophan, so you got the sugar there.
No, here's what we do. I make a pear, like very traditional French pear tart, frangipane with almond on it, and for breakfast with coffee the next day. That's it.
I could go for that right now.
Yeah. Like they're poaching as we speak.
I'm saying, I'm just getting hungry as I listen to you guys. Is there, you know what, somebody brought this up. I didn't even think about this. What about donating? Is there such a thing as donating leftovers? I mean, there are people in need. Is that something that happens or no?
I would get a hold of the Camilla's house first and foremost right now and ask that question, Lewis. That's a great question.
All right. And something I want to look into, definitely, without a doubt. The other thing, too, is I wanted to ask if anybody knew this, because this popped up, a story popped up. Getting rid of turkey grease, getting rid of grease, especially. Come on, Norman, especially with you. How should we do it properly?
I throw it out in the front yard.
You throw it on the...
What do you mean, this turkey grease?
Well,
what turkey grease?
Well, grease when you're just cooking. Grease in general in cooking. But I'm just saying, like, you have that extra grease.
Well, in the restaurant, we have big barrels, and then we have these companies that come and tote it away.
Okay. No, because, I mean, you know, people have sometimes just throw it down the drain, and that's a
problem. Not a good idea.
Oh,
No. No, it's better to put it out. You know, if you're talking about a cup or something, you could put it out in the yard.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the possums and the raccoons and all the critters, you're feeding them.
There you go. We'll finish up with this. I'm going to go around the table and ask you again. Is for you this Thanksgiving, what's the one thing you're looking forward to most, Gretchen?
Being together with family and friends.
All right. And what's the one dish you're looking forward to making or eating most?
I tried a cranberry curd tart for the first time. Something new. And it's a beautiful color. It's ruby. So we'll see how that goes.
I've never heard of that. I got to try that too as well. Tyra, what about you?
I have a 5-month-old brand new granddaughter. So I'm really enjoying the fact that we're going to be able to spend Thanksgiving with her.
All right. And your favorite dish, something you're looking forward to besides your macadamia nut?
I do an egg and green chili green or casserole that everybody loves too. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, real quickly, I wanted to ask you what sort of things real quickly are people, what are people asking most for right now, or what are they looking for most when they come out?
You know, where we're located down in Homestead, there is a huge ethnic population there. Yeah. So everybody asks for different things, kale, collards, especially during Thanksgiving. So we're doing a lot of those right now.
All right. And Norman, what are you looking forward to most, not just with family, but also to eat, to consume?
Well, I have to leave you with a Thanksgiving quote that I read this morning, Lewis. It says, "When we can't go home to eat, we can eat to go home." And that's by Sherry Castle from The Bitter Southerner.
I see. That's why I always end with you. Thank you. That was perfect. Norman Van Aken. Remember, he hosts the program A Word on Food. Airs on WLRN Saturdays at 8:40. We also heard from Gretchen Schmidt, editor of Edible South Florida. And Tyra Hearns is a local farmer from Redland Community Farm and Market in Homestead. Gretchen, Tyra, Norman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Have a wonderful one. Well, that's the program for this Wednesday, November 21st. I'm Luis Hernandez. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Have a great Friday. I know it's a shopping day. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.